So now we understand consumer perception. So we understood what is perception in general. Now we understand what is consumer perception. So sensation leads to perception as per the organized information available in the mind of the consumer in a manner that consumer interprets it. So here if someone tells us that the cylinder blast killed two people, we will be able to actually visualize what must have happened. Okay. And therefore, why people die. In the above points are narrated to emphasize that we are not overwhelmed by the random sensation, but our cognitive structure, our ability, the knowledge structure allows a meaningful interpretation. So, a bomb blast, this thing we have seen somewhere, maybe in the film or etc. Now, that has gone into our cognition. Our mind is retained in the memory. Now, somebody even told you that the cylinder blast has killed. Our mind cognitive power has related it to the blast that has taken place, what you have seen, and then it concluded, people can get killed. So that's how the sensory this thing contributes to building your perception or providing a perceptual image so that you can visualize things. So there is a concept called threshold. For a perception to happen, there is a concept called threshold. Thresholds are the different from those animals, and often it's like a threshold is a level beyond which you will feel sensation. So if the threshold is not achieved, the sensation will not come. If the smell is not strong, you may miss out. If the sound is not strong, you may miss out. Your eyes, ears, etc. are developed to take a threshold and above. So if there is a thing which is below that, you will not hear, you will not smell. So that's what is called as threshold. Absolute threshold is one which is minimum this thing is needed for your senses to receive it. Difference threshold or just noticeable difference is the bare minimum that is expected, and subliminal perception. So that's a different science wherein even below the threshold, your senses have been able to receive and interpret it and make a meaning into your mind. Therefore, subliminal advertisements are banned. Coke has once upon a time tried, etc. Wherein the consumers do not know what has led him to choose the product while he went to buy. And so it's like, because there is some subliminal below threshold level, something has been fed to him, but he is not able to receive it in a conscious mind. It's a subconscious mind which has received it, which is more. So this is a threshold, in short, a level and above your senses receive it, a stimuli which has been provided. And there are various terminology. We are keen to know the essence of it. So I am just helping you to build the understanding about the perception. Perception comes in only when the stimuli receives the information. And this received information can be organized and interpreted. That's where the threshold come into picture. Only when there is a threshold and above, a mind registers it and senses collects it, so to say. So now the perception has to be studied. You need to study the perception. So how do you study the perception? That's where the perceptual mechanism comes into picture. So perceptual mechanism has a two kind of factor, external factors and internal factors. External factors are more related to stimuli coming from the environment, from the outside. Internal factors related to more the perceiver himself, the receiver himself. What is his demographic? What is his socio-cultural exposure? What is his, psychographic state of mind, etc. Now, based on that, my interpretation will happen. So, that's where the perception formation happens. People perceive things differently because perceptual mechanism of individual differs. Each individual, based on his exposure, society that he lives in, what is the other consideration, external environment that he has seen it, his perception shapes appropriately. So the same incidents may be looked upon by different people differently. So that's what is the essence of a perceptual mechanism. They will differ individual based on exposure and their mind frame that they have developed for themselves. So there are three sub processes. How do you go about perceptual mechanism we are studying? So there are three sub processes: perceptual selection, perceptual organization, and perceptual interpretation. Selection, organization, interpretation. So you will wonder, selection, is it in our hand, consumer's hand? So that's a process. The perceptual process consists of 6 steps. So presence of an object. So there are perception, this thing to take place, there has to be an object. Object should be observed. selected, organized, interpreted, and response is generated. So there are the six stages through which, or six steps through which it goes. We will try to understand the above three points more elaborately. Perceptual selection. We are flooded with countless stimuli. Every day various things are coming in. But at the end of the day, you try to recall everything, we will not be able to recall. We will be able to recall only thing that we have noticed, only thing that we have accepted. So what it means, there are many things that we have ignored. So ignore this thing is happening because either my mind has a comprehension ability for that stimuli to understand, therefore I have received, I have a need for it, and therefore I have received, etc. I forget because I do not have a need, or it is a subject beyond my comprehension, so I ignore. So perceptual selection is an essential thing because the marketer should ensure that in the process of building the brand positioning, first this thing is a perceptual selection. The consumer must receive your stimuli. Okay, so we ignore what we want to or we do not want to. So that's a very critical thing. Therefore, the selection of the stimuli should depend on stimulus itself. And what is the stimulus that you are offering? Previous experience as a stimulus or the new experience you are talking about? So the consumer will look at you accordingly. Okay, so DHL may continue to talk about their success delivery, but if there is a new resort coming in, they are talking about the new experience that it is bringing. Okay, or the ceasefire, when it came in, the fire extinguisher, they conveyed how rapidly the fire could come under control. So it's a new experience that they give, and people then were, you know, eyes wide open, oh, with such a small can I can still control my house fire. So you see, the stimulus itself is critical. So stimulus, when I say, is the nature of stimulus, the size, the contrast, the familiarity and novelty and expectations. So these are the essentially, I will just briefly explain. So what is the nature of stimulus, whether it is visual, audio, senses based, etc. The size, whether the size is like, whether it is long, whether it is short, whether it is very broad, whether it is shallow. So depth of it, etc. is also size. Contrast, whether am I creating a contrast? So contrast will break the clutter. So am I able to create a contrast? Familiarity, am I offering a familiar stimulus or I am offering a new stimulus? So that's the familiarity versus novelty. And expectation, what is that consumer expects, and when anything new is happening or when anything is repositioned, etc. So how consumers' expectations are aligned to the stimulus that you offer. So that's how the perceptual mechanism, we are overall trying to study perceptual mechanism. In this, we said that there are sub processes, which is perceptual selection. So under perceptual selection, even these are the points that needs to be remembered. Use of stimulus from the advertiser's perspective. So stimulus plays a vital role. So we are still on that point one. Selective exposure, selective attention, selective distortion, selective retention, and perceptual blocking. All five things are very important. So let's understand them. Selective exposure is, I will choose what I want to receive. So that's a selective exposure. I will ignore. If I have a need for a laptop buying, because my current laptop is 5 years old, I will start noticing Intel advertising coming on television. I will start noticing the various laptop advertisement coming. If I have no need, I'll probably ignore. Okay. So car servicing is a constant concern. So nowadays you see that app-based, you know, car servicing company, at home servicing company. So I've noticed them. They are talking to me, and I noticed because yes, car servicing is of interest to me. So that's a selective exposure, selective attention. So my attention will be towards the thing that I am looking for, I want to get involved with. Distortion. Distortion means when some stimulus comes to me, now I receive it in a way I am supposed to, or I distort it with my personal belief, motives, etc., my personal characteristics, etc. So if I had to give you an example, in our era, and this must be almost 30 years before, conservative society, and there was a one tough shoes advertisement which came in with a nude, you know, male, female, this thing with the python around their body, concealing certain vital organs, etc. But it created so much of a furor, means we distorted, we shunned that, we said, oh, this is not done. So the shoemaker created an impact, but that impact was distorted. People did not accept it. Selective retention. I will retain things what I want to retain. So you may feed me many things, but I will retain. I was looking out for a better hard disk. You conveyed that your laptop has an SSD in it, means I know that I got what I wanted. So I have retained. I may not have retained what is that, you know, chip into it and what is the memory, this thing, etc. So again, that's a selective retention and a perceptual blocking. For certain things, I have a block to this thing. You know, I do not believe that public display of affection is the right thing. So I will not. Sexuality exposure is, overexposure is not right. So I will block that. My mind will not look at it also. You know, so that's how the stimuli when advertiser uses this, he faces these five challenges. Now he must know whether he will find an acceptance of this stimulus among his target group. Now we come to the second point under overall this study that I have initiated. So three sub-processes under the perceptual mechanism understanding or a development of a perceptual mechanism. Second is a perceptual organization. So what is perceptual organization? Gasault principles of perceptual association, that is figure and ground, grouping, closure and simplification. So we will be studying them separately. So allow me to move forward. So this is the Gasault principles of perceptual associations. Now here also, when you looked at this picture, do you see two face or do you see the flower vase? What did you see? So ask your mind. Many who will see the flower vase and many must have seen two faces. So figure and ground is a marketing challenge. So whenever marketeers use the product or a packaging picture, etc., they have to consider the principle of figure and ground. So always your product, main product, more packaging, etc. should come as a figure. Therefore, background that you create should be such that it will stand out your figure. It should not be a confusing background. So here the white is actually a background, but the way it was created, it has created a distortion. Yani you, somebody could see two face and somebody could see the flower vase. So actually the object is flower vase. So that's what is the, they are trying to tell you, that your figure should stand out. Or background should be the ground, or background should be such that it will distinguish it, not complicated. And okay, so that's where the principle of this comes in. Second is the grouping. As per the grouping principle, people tend to group together the various stimuli that they receive. You know, they group the stimuli, what they received, as a unified picture or a unified as a whole. The basis for such grouping could be similarity among the stimuli or proximity of the stimuli. I receive various stimuli. I receive various stimuli from you, from competition, etc. Now, my mind will decide. So, if it is a convenience, the certain thing will go under the convenience category. Something will go about adventurous, this thing. So, it will go under adventurous, this thing. So, that's how my mind is classified. So, my mind classifies either it as a similarity. There is a similarity of certain nature, so I classify it accordingly. Or proximity of the stimuli. Though there is no clear meaning, but this falls under adventure activity, you can say. So I will put it under adventure. This falls under safety and security. So because they are closely related, as a result, I will group them accordingly. And then recallability comes out of this. On a similarity or on a proximity, how your mind has organized the stimuli. So that's where the grouping comes in. Proper grouping and doing things to allow consumer to group the thing well, it creates a better recall. That's what one need to understand. The closure principle, in case where an object is identified as an incomplete, by sensation, our perceptual process gives it a complete picture. We have often seen when there is something incomplete, our mind helps you to complete it. So closure is said to occur when a human mind perceives it as a complete whole, although the object is incomplete and some elements are missing. Now, what is the utility of this to the marketeers, though it is not mentioned out here? You see that marketeers have a challenge in the advertising and communication, that they have to first reach many people. And then they have to constantly come before the target customer so that they first notice them. Then the need trigger happens. Then he is pursued for the call to action, and then you compel him for the call to action. Now, as a result, advertiser has to come again and again repeatedly. Now, that's where you see that this principle is of utility. First, the 30-second ad will come, or first full page ad comes, and from that full page ad, then the quarter page ad starts coming in more frequently. Everything that is discussed in the full page is not discussed in the quarter. Everything that is in the 30-second ad is not in the 10-second ad. So after the initial days or two or three, 30-second ads runs, you know, you see a full ad. Then the small clipping comes, which is 10-second. It's a different partial story, but our mind constructs it as a full story because we have earlier seen a full story. So mind has now constructed a full story every time when the 10-second ad comes in. That's where the closure principle is of importance. Significance, simplification. When people are exposed to too much of a stimuli, too many stimuli, too much of a stimuli coming to the consumers at a repeated interval, etc., consumers do not bother to get into grouping extensively. They get into simplification. So that simplification leads him to simplify his understanding. A person who wants to buy a laptop and browses through the brochures of a different companies and their configuration looks for the keywords rather than reading the whole thing. So he will look for hard disk, he will look for RAM, he will look for those kind of things. Because in his mind, he has simplified that computers can be classified good if there is a good hard disk space, there is a good RAM, there is a good type of a chip that is i3 and above or i5 and above. So he looks into your brochure or e-brochure for those information. You might have fed in so many things, but his eyes or his mind tries to look at those stimuli, which is his act of simplification. Okay, in past he has received so much of information. Now his mind has simplified it for him. That when you are buying a laptop, look for hard disk capacity, look for RAM, look for which chipset is there. Okay, so that's how his mind is simplified. He gets into simplification. So there's a third process in perceptual interpretation. Interpretation is the word says you try and make a meaning out of it. After the input has been given, and then it is received by the stimuli is received by the organs or stimuli is received by the mind. Mind gets into organization. We have seen that organization part earlier. And then comes the subject matter of giving it a coherent form, which is an interpretation. This is referred as a perceptual interpretation. You make a picture out of it. So when I study the RAM, hard disk, Intel i3, i5, etc. of HP, of Dell, of Lenovo, etc. One picture will come. Okay, this brand is the best, you know, kind of, or this brand configurations are always aligned with the time or a need of an hour, etc. So that's how my perceptual interpretation has happened towards a particular brand. It's purely a cognitive process. In my mind, I have information, I analyze my mind, analyzes the information, organizes it, principle of Gestalt and the simplification comes into picture that enables me to construct one whole picture about your brand. That's where this perceptual mechanism that we are trying to understand, in that the perceptual interpretation, which is a third process state, comes and play the role. So perceptual interpretation distorting influences. So how you can distort the influences? Or distorting, the word distorting doesn't mean it's in a negative this thing. It's like how do you create an influence? So physical appearance, you show it as a very high-end product, or stereotypes, which is stereotypes are showing drudgery, showing same thing again and again, before and after kind of a thing, advertisement that you've seen before, so much of weight, now so much, etc. Irrelevant cues. You can even distort this thing by providing irrelevant cues. First impression. Your first impression created may, continue to linger on despite your effort. Jumping to conclusion. Halo effect. These are all distorting. These are the things which will distort the perceptual interpretation that you expect the consumers to have about your brand. Okay, so you must be aware about the dangers of your perceptual, interpretation going wrong. So you should be careful about those aspects also. So that's how the overall structure of perceptual mechanism play a very vital role for the marketeers. So perceptual mapping, overall we were studying this perceptual mapping under which the perceptual mechanism related things we understood. preference space resides in the consumer's perceptual space. And so now we come to how do you form that perception. So there is a space in the mind of the consumers which accepts what stimuli you gave, what I have interpreted, simplified, and created the whole picture about you. So perceptual space is a collective collage of a perception. What comes to your mind when you hear a word razor, if I had to ask you, or a trimmer? I am sure when I told you razor, it must be Gillette, but when I told you trimmer, it must be Philips. So both are into a different domain or this thing, but serving the same purpose. Now the trimmer has gradually taking over the role of a razor also. So that's where the perceptual mechanism and mapping plays a role. So why the name Gillette came when the razor was talked about, and the Philips came when the trimmer was talked about. So that's what is a science of a perceptual mapping. In our mind, these maps are formed. So for the map to form, there has to be two axes. So that's why this particular point, always you compare a brand or a communication received from the brand on a two tangent, whether consciously or subconsciously is maybe. So when I talk to you about my speed of delivery, you will immediately relate it with the cost. So DHL when talks about express delivery, you may ask a second question in your mind, they must be costly, vis-a-vis Surakhya courier or any other courier. So why? Because mind is tuned, because mind has to now form a place in itself. And that's where this two factor determination comes into picture. Low price, high price. So feature, it's a feature rich, product. So then you'll next question you ask, is it costly then? So that's how, because your mind is accustomed to making a 2-point comparison. So that's what is a 2-point comparison enables the formation of the perceptual map. This is a map in front of you for the Cadbury. So various Cadbury brands are put in here. So first is the price and the quality. High price, low price, high quality, low quality. Now, this is based on the question that has been asked to the consumers where they put various brands. So Lindt's is the world's best recognized chocolate, and it comes out here. So they are regarded as a high price, moderately high price, and good in quality. Likewise, Cadbury, moderately price and moderate on quality. Kit Kat, etc. So you see, this is what is a perceptual map. This is a map in the mind of the consumer, how they look at each brand. So when you ask them about Lindt's, when you ask them about Green and Blacks, etc., or a Cadbury, what is it that two factor compares in their mind? Now, these two factors are not necessarily has to be rigid. Okay, you can compare it with the taste also. You can compare it with the packaging also. So that kind of map frames on various two-way factor combination, and then one final perception emerges. But essentially, the most driven factors forms a stronger map. So always there is a quality so related to price, feature so related to price. So that's how we will question. So I was just trying to show you the pictorial representation of perceptual mapping. So perceptual maps helps you to know where you stand today, whether you are close to what you expected your brand position to be, whether you are close to what customer expect your brand position to be. So you come to know the correction where you are supposed to have. So if your Cadbury feels that they are supposed to be recognized for the quality, then here is this thing for them. The people are not really recognizing them as a high in quality. So now Cadbury will have to work to see that this goes up. So that's a correction that Cadbury will have to work for. So that's how the perceptual mechanism helps you. So what is your self-impression? What is your impression in the mind of the consumer? Is it matching? If it is not, some correction is required. For such correction and those work, perceptual mechanism helps. So perceptual map formation is a tool or a framework in that. We come to the last thing, which is a store image, so to say. This is also one science wherein in the market you are not alone. You are working with the others. So there is a image of the store. And there's a store image is again a framework which can be used for other use also, which is using a semantic differential. That's a technical term of the market research Using that, you try to get a feedback from the customers and plot what is known as a snake chart, you know, so to say. So here you see the modern store, low price. So these are the attributes of the store: modernness, the price, the staff, the range available, and what kind of customers come. So that on that there are two extremes: modern, old fashioned, low price, high price, you know. So, and then you take a customer's opinion. So this is about X brand, Kmart, and this is Sears. So you see, Sears comes more towards this. So Sears is recognized as a modern store with low price, with friendly staff, wider product range, and sophisticated customers. It is not as sophisticated. Okay, so more sophisticated customers are found, etc., at the Kmart, etc. So this will tell you also where you stand in the minds of your consumer. It allows you to understand the store's image, perception of the store's image. But it has been taken differently. There is a different technique as a framework, as you call semantic differential, is a technique used for gauging the store's image or the perception about the store, so to say. From the previous semantic differential scale, it can be concluded that the Kmart is a big of modern store through with the high price, but has a friendly staff, a wide product range available, and sophisticated customer visits the store. This is a Kmart. X. Modern store, high on price, reasonably friendly staff, widest range, and a sophisticated customer visit there. A consumer will buy his routine suiting from a normal store, but for his wedding, will go to Raymond store. You see how the store image has played a role. If for my day-to-day use or for my corporate use, where at times I have to be present in, you know, a formal or a suit, etc., I may not go to Raymond. But for occasions like wedding, my own wedding, or maybe the family wedding, etc., I will go to Raymond's and buy the classy blazers or suits from them. So that's how the store image also played a role. Company image. So beyond store image, there is also a concept called company image. We will try to understand that. So same technique of a semantic differential can be used, where company image can be plotted. Company image, this will bring out your standing in the mind vis-a-vis the other company, including the competitive companies. So in the minds of the various stakeholders, here various stakeholders are taken, not necessarily only consumers. So government body will be asked about you, public will be asked about you, shareholders will be asked about you. So that way the various stakeholders will give their impression using that semantic differential scale, will give that impression about you. The snake chart which will get produced will convey where you are favorably rated, where you are moderately rated, where you are not well recognized, etc. So your overall, what you call a corporate image or a company image, will get formed. Now from there on, you can take a corrective step. If you are recognized not good in service, that means you have to do something about improving your service to the consumer. So that's how the image formation helps you to also know where you stand, what is that perception about you in the mind of the consumer. It also enables you to take an action plan route to improve certain aspects. So that's about store image, company image, all under the perceptual mapping, perception mechanism. And in that, the perceptual mapping was one framework, and that framework can be tweaked to get you the store image, the company image. While in the perceptual map, you use 2-point base scale to create that graphical this thing. In the store image, company image, etc., the semantic differences scale is taken to build the profile, and that profile will tell you about you, where you stand. Promotion, CSR initiatives also play a role in company's image formation. So what all company has done for the society, for the locality, for the shareholders, for the consumers, etc., what companies are doing as a social activity, all will build the company image. So perception of the organization leads to their store. So if I have a high regards, then I will look for high regards for the house of Tata. So I look for Tanishq for the gold jewelry purchase for my family member. So that's how, you know, the linkage, the lineage comes in. Perception of the store leads us to buying from there. So corporate image matching the store image, etc. Within the store image, though it may be from the same corporate, यू ऑफन फाइंड कि नहीं ये दादर वाला ठीक नहीं है, लेट्स गो टू द लालबाग वाला, देर देर इज अ मोर फ्रेंडली स्टाफ और देर यू देर इज अ मोर वेराइटी. सो इवन दैट हैपन्स, दैट इज पॉसिबल. सो परसीव क्वालिटी ऑफ द ऑर्गेनाइजेशन एंड द स्टोर अलाउज marketeers to then get into fixing their marketing mix appropriately. You may be able to get a premium price if your store image is better, if your corporate image is better, etc. And target customers are willing to pay for it. So because of the image that you occupy in their mind. So this is a semantic differential scale, not that you have to be really worried about 7-point scale, very attractive or very important. On the other end, very unattractive, not at all important, intermediary. So it's a 7-point scale, it can be 5-point scale also, etc. So that's a semantic differential, this thing. Would you say our website is, so I've given you an example, very attractive or very unattractive. So that's a semantic differential scale. So friends, in this chapter we studied three important perspective linked to the consumer behavior, and they are more to do with what is inside about the consumers, and that's why they are very critical to marketeers. Thank you.